Osen mukangi chete opoko ofuna kukosa pite kunje.
We'll mention to you Jonah chapter 2 verse 7.
So bano tentu njige pa buku la Jonah chapter 2 makamakati yangane pa verse 7.
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple.
This
is Jonah's prayer. We all know the story of Jonah. We spent time on it last time. How that Jonah was disobedient and went to Tarshish. How he was supposed to go to Nineveh to preach to
Nineveh.
But Jonah would flee and run away. And he took a ship that was going the opposite direction. And you may remember from a time before that we came here that Jonah was sleeping in the ship. And the storm was very heavy. So that they thought they would all lose their life. And eventually Jonah was cast overboard. Maybe you can remember how it was that Jonah was on this, was cast overboard. And what it means for you and me today. For this is not simply a story, but it has much meaning for you and me. Because Jonah is a picture of us. And how that we too go a different direction that God wants us to go. And how that we in disobedience follow away against God. Mothers might say, but I haven't been called to preach. Or maybe some of you say, I haven't a call like Jonah. But think about it. Maybe you do. Maybe you do have a call like Jonah. Maybe as mother, you are called to warn the children. Jonah had to go to Nineveh to warn them about God's judgment. To tell them that the judgments would come and that they would be destroyed. As a father, do we see that call? To warn our friends. Our children. See, mothers and fathers are called for the same purpose. And called to warn one another. But Jonah goes a different direction. He doesn't want Nineveh to
repent.
And he's sleeping softly on the boat. I think you remember from last time that we told you this is the ship of our life. But I have something to ask you. Because children, you have to be asked as well. You have to think about this for a moment. You are even like Jonah called to warn your friends if they are being disobedient.
Ngadalosa mvera.
And young people,
ndeyo achinyamata.
You are warned too.
No sumbujenjezedwa.
God calls you.
Mulungu akwita nani?
God calls you to warn one another.
Mulungu akwita nani kuti inu somugwira ntchito yochenjeza zinzana.
For the great wrath to come.
Chifukwa chiopsezo chachikulu chinu chiopsezo chachikulu chikubwera kutsogolo.
For there comes a time in our life.
Chifukwa nthawi kubwera mmoyo mwathu kutsogolo.
Where we must give an account to God.
Ndali esadzayankha mlandu kwa Mulungu.
And giving account to God.
Ndakuyankha mlandu kwa Mulungu.
Is coming before him.
Zikubwera posita pomba zimenezi.
Oh, that we may come before him now, before we, that great day where we can no longer come before him in repentance. But look at Jonah. He is in a ship. And he's fast asleep. While the storm is raging. While the waves are crashing against the ship. And all the men on the ship are trying to take all of the merchandise and throw it out of the ship. And the ship is floating from one side to the other. In the massive waves. They can't even hold on anymore. When the boat goes this way, they're holding on for dear life. But suddenly they almost fall off. And they're holding on. And it's raining. But Jonah's sleeping. He's fast asleep. Jonah.
Jonah,
how can you sleep? Jonah, how can you sleep in these waves? The boat is about to sink. Jonah, how can you sleep in these waves? And that's what we'd have to ask ourselves. You and me. How can we sleep in the waves of our life? In the storm of our life. Maybe you remember this from last time. But your life is full of storms. Your marriage is a storm maybe. Your family is a storm in a storm. Sickness in your family, in your children, massive storms in your life, the fighting and anger one with another. Is your life a storm? Maybe you too, though, are asleep in the storm. So deep asleep in the storm that you can't even wake up. Is God calling you to wake up? To wake up in the storms of your life? Maybe one last storm and your life is over. The men on the ship are taking all of the merchandise and making the ship lighter. But the storm only gets bigger. The waves only leap higher. If we picture this storm for a moment, it's dark. The waves are raging. The ship is tossed to and fro. Back and forth. It's cracking. And the storm only gets worse. But Jonah sleeps. Mother.
Asmai.
Are you sleeping too? In the storms of your life? What's happening in your life? And that in your daily, the things you need to do daily. Maybe much poverty. Much struggles in your life. But are you asleep? For God it brings the storm in our life. To make us aware of something. The storms of our life is to make us aware of something. That we're going the wrong way. Have you been made aware that you've been going the wrong way? Seeking it in the things of this world? Trying to find happiness but never finding it? You might recognize this. Every time the storms, the waves get higher.
Now is awesome.
You try to find a way. You try to find a way with money. Try to make a little more money and pay for it. Some people sell their bodies. To get out of the waves. Out of the storms. Many people use bribery. To get out of the storms. Some people steal. To get out of these storms. Taking this merchandise and trying to make it lighter. But every time you do so, every time you let a man come into your house for 1,000
kwacha,
the storms get bigger. And every time men sneak over, the storms get bigger. The waves get higher. Why? Because we're trying to seek it in fulfillment, fleshly fulfillment. But it only gets worse. We're going the wrong way. God asked us God gave us a calling. He said, Father, teach your children. Mother, bring your children up in the fear of God. When you're at the borehole, and they're talking about each other. You know her? She's terrible. And you all agree? I saw her too. She does this or this. She's no good.
Ah, so
you see? That's not what God called us. That's going the wrong way. God called us to warn each other. To tell each other about the wrath to come. And now Jonah is asleep. How many people in Malawi are sleeping in the way in the storms of life? And now he's made awake. And what happens to him? Jonah comes to the top deck. He sees the storm. And you know what they say for him to do? They say, pray to your God. Pray. You know that, right? Does Jonah pray?
Yona adapemphera kuti
Jonah knows he's wrong.
Yona adazori nembera kusandineyo.
Instead of praying,
mwamopemphera,
Jonah begins to think.
Yona adamba kuganizira ngulingalira.
Instead of praying,
mwamopemphera,
Jonah begins to try to defend.
Yona adaisira kudzitereza yekha.
You know how often we do that?
Muzamezepesa timachita here?
As soon as we're made awake,
tikangoti fera dzusidwa,
that we are wrong,
kuti inu mukupanga zinzo kwakwika izvi,
and we are made aware of the storm, ndakuda
kuti mamuna munake mukwenda naye izvi kuvhutani,
we begin to defend ourselves.
Timamba kudzikira kumbuyo roka.
Oh, that you would pray today.
Hey, mankhula zina zoti mamemphera kudzikira kumbuyo.
Young people, there's a storm in your life.
Inu atsikana kumbuyo ko kuli chimphepo mwe mwanu chikubwera.
Everyone,
mukamamira lita nyamarata chausiku,
that you would no longer continuously try to defend your position, but that you would begin to pray, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, I am a sinner. But the storm doesn't get better. And Jonah knows something. It's his fault. Jonah knows it's my fault.
And
Jonah confesses who he is and why these storms have come. You see this beautiful picture that you need to see. Because Jonah is also a type of Jesus Christ.
If wa yona so amemilira Yesu Kristu.
If you guys want to listen, you have to be quiet, okay?
Makosana kunjako ngati mufuna kumvesera mukhalechete, ngati mufuna nyamukati mudzipita.
Jonah is a type of Christ.
Yona ndi munthu fani fani cha Yesu Kristu.
Do you see Christ in Jonah?
Mamona Yona, mamona mo Yesu muzochita za Yona kodi?
Do you see Christ in Jonah?
Muma muona inu Yesu muzochita chita za Yona.
But Christ didn't run away.
Muma Yona Yesu sanatawe.
Christ didn't go the wrong way.
Yesu alatumira kutipita kukafera anthu sanatawe.
Did he?
Kodi anasemba?
Christ came to this world and to do the will of his Father.
Yesu anabwera pano pa dziko ndi kudzachita chifuniro cha Atate wake.
Christ didn't run away, did he?
Yesu sanamiyate kuzemba.
There's a mystery, a little mystery here.
But Jim, since you should come in,
that I need to tell you to help you before we go into this. Although Jesus Christ did not deliberately go a different way, although we know Christ did not disobey his Father,
ngakhale kudzori Yesu sana chite kusamvera kwa Atate wake,
yet it's true he did.
Koma muone kuti mbali ina adachita.
But to understand something very plainly,
makuti mumvese ina chake mwachimvemvemve,
he took the sins of those who did upon himself.
Iye adatenga machimo a amene mudachita inu ndine kuwayika pa iye mwini yekha.
Do you follow this?
Musatirere.
Jesus Christ took the took the storm.
Yesu anatenga mphepo ya mkuntho imene imadutsa mmoyo mwanu.
Not for himself.
Osati yake ya iye mwini.
But for those who went the wrong way.
Koma iye amene adapita kunjira yolakwikacha.
Jesus Christ took the penalty.
Yesu anatenga chilango,
and took the curse,
anatenga tembelero,
upon himself,
kuti tembelero lawa aja ndipatseni ine,
and it is as though Jesus Christ himself was disobedient to his Father because he took the disobedience.
Naonetsa kuti Yesu Kristu akhala ngati kuti iyeyo ndamene wachita kusamvera kwa Atate wake, kuti wachitira mwana Atate wake chifukwa anatenga kusamvera kwathu ndi mwana wathu iye kuvala.
Jesus Christ, he is the only one who is able.
Yesu Kristu ndiye kaya amene ndikuthekera.
And that's what we will see today.
Ndizvo zvinotionere.
Because when Jonah says to them,
Fayona ari wayankhula anthu awa,
it's my fault.
Kosari vuro ndiranga.
Take me.
Tengani ine.
And cast me overboard.
Ndiponye mmadzi.
That's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did.
Ndichimodzi modzi mene Yesu Kristu ananenera.
But it wasn't his fault. He took the fault.
Yesu Kristu pakusiyana kuti sinalivuto lake nalivuto la anthu ena.
Jesus Christ took the sins of sinners upon him.
Yesu Kristu atenga machimo awo chimwe awo kuwavala.
And said, "Cast me overboard."
Kwauza kuti ineyo ndiponyeni mmadzi awo asiyeni.
And the men willing to save him first?
Ndiye munthu amene amafuna kuti adzipulumutse.
Continually tried.
Adayesera kambirimbiri.
But the storm won't calm.
Komanga khalama yesera njira zosiyana siyana mchimphepo sichimasi.
The storm only gets bigger.
Namondo amakulira kulirabe.
When Jesus Christ was on earth.
Yesu Kristu alipo pa dziko lapansi.
The storm of his life only got greater and greater.
Kumbukira kuti chimphepo chankuntho moyo mwake chinali chikulira kulirabe.
Yea, first many people wanted him to follow him.
Ndipo anthu ambiri ankafuna kumutsata.
First, many people wanted to crown him king.
Ambiri anthu ena ankafuna kumveka ufumu chipewa cha chifumu.
Multitudes thronged him.
Anthu ambiri adamutsatira.
It looked okay first.
Zinkaoneka kuti ambiri angati zabwino anthu adzadza.
But what happened?
Machita achitika nchani?
Most of them left him.
Ambiri mwai wadamba kumiyata pang'ono kuzemba kutawa.
And how about you?
Ndiyananga inuyo?
Oh, I see even today so many people want to come in here.
Mungalero ndikuona somwe anthu ambiri ankafuna kubwera pano.
Is it this full and is there so many people waiting on this coming Sunday?
Mene anthu achulukira papa muni meneso zimakhalira Mulungu kuti anthu ena kudikira kuti abwera Mulungu lino.
The whole village wants to come together.
Mudzi wonse ukufuna la Mulungu kuti abwera pano.
In the beginning it looks so good.
Kuma kuyambirira anthu chakamasonkhana zimaoneka zokongola kwambiri.
But what about Sunday?
Kuma la Mulungu likafika.
Are you willing to come be this diligent on Sunday?
Mukoza kubwera sokusonkhana chonchi ife kulibe atabwera zungu.
When the word is going out again.
Arata busa anadzuka kupereka pa Mulungu pauka.
It's like the same as then.
Ndimozo zimezo itika nthawi yesu.
So many people were interested in Jesus.
Ambiri mwaiwo anali ndi chidwi mwa Yesu.
So many people wanted to see what he looked like.
Ambiri ankafuna kungomuona kuti adamaoneka bwanji Yesu.
So many people wanted him to be a king.
Wena ankafuna iye akhale mfumu.
But so few people understood what was in his heart.
Koma uchepa ukhalapira amvesetsa kwambiri kuti kodi mtima mwa Yesu muli chani.
You see. And that's like today.
Ndichimodzi lero lino.
How many people are willing to follow our Lord Jesus with the lips?
Ndanthu angati lero lino amene akutsatira Yesu ndi pakamwa pokha.
But not acknowledge him in the storm.
Osati kumzindikira ndi kumlandira mu mtima mwawo.
For Jonah says it is because of me.
Chifwayona adavomeza kuti ndi chifukwa cha ine.
And they finally take him and cast him overboard.
Ndifanele komaliza adamtenga ndikumtaya mmadzi.
And it's quiet.
Ndipo bata linakhala pa nyanja.
Completely quiet.
Kukhala bata ndu.
And they say how is they marveled.
Ndiyanthu adazizwa komela anazunguzikana somuthu zimene.
Everything was peace.
Chinali yose chitabwera mmalo mwake bata linakhala.
Still.
Ukala bara la muyaya.
No more storm.
Unalibe suji mphepo chankuntho.
But Jonah is no more.
Mayona yanata ponyedwa madzi sakuoneka sora pita kuti wazemba wasowa basi waponyedwa madzi.
Because Jonah is in the depth of the storm.
Chifukwa Yona ujana amene wapita pakati pamafunde ndi mafunde chaimi.
And now Jonah is swallowed by a whale.
Tsopano tinene kuti Yona uja mafunde amumiza amudya.
And you?
Nga inuyo?
Are you in the ship still?
Nanuso mulibe muchingalawa simunaponyere mmadzi.
Is everything calm?
Chine yose chakalabata.
You think about those people in that ship.
Talinga anthu amene anatsala muchingalawacho.
They were standing.
Atayanata khala chotero.
Amazed.
Aloziswa kwambiri.
Everything is calm.
Chine yose chabwera mmalo mwake mabata.
Everything is quiet.
Madzi alibata.
But Jonah is gone.
Mayona pakati pathu palibe mitamponya madzimo sakuonekaso.
Jonah is in the midst of the sea.
Yona ali pakati pa nyanja tsopano.
How about you?
Nanga inuyo?
I want to ask you something.
Ndifuna kufunsa kanthu kena.
Do you know a time in your life when everything became calm?
Mukuidzwa nthawi ina yake mmoyo mwanu imene chinachiya yose chimadza khala bata.
Do you know a time in your life when there was peace in your heart?
Mukuidzwa nthawi imene mmoyo mwanu mtendere unabwerapo.
For peace.
Mtendere weni weni.
And rest in your heart.
Ndikupumula ndithu munthu mmoyo mwanu.
And yet Jonah is gone.
Kuma Yona arachoka arachotsedwa atatayidwa.
Yet Jesus Christ is in the heart of the earth.
Ngakhale Yesu Kristu ali pakati pa mtima wa dziko.
Because if a sinner is saved by grace alone, it's because Jesus Christ was cast into the midst of the sea. It's because Jesus Christ went into the heart of the storm. And was swallowed up by death. For Jesus Christ lay 3 days and three nights in the grave. And everything was quiet. It was peaceful. But Jesus was gone. He was no more. The one he followed, they followed.
When I'm in Adam Sadow.
The one whom they desired to be their king is gone. And where shall they go? You see, this is the same way with Jonah. Jonah's cast into the sea. And it's calm. Jesus Christ is cast into the tomb.
Yesu Kristu wapojiraso kudzengera manda kumanda.
And it's calm.
Mukona soti mtendereso kubwera.
But what's happening?
Machuchitika njani sopano?
While the men are standing on the ship.
Pamene amuna adaima abe mchengala wachi.
Amazed.
Mozizwa ndi momwe mochita mantha.
And while the men have to wonder.
Ndi amuna adabwanaso kwambiri.
Even where he is, something very particular is happening. Jonah gets swallowed by a fish. A mass fish. And there he is in the depths of the sea. With seaweed around his neck. With, as it were, completely engulfed in the whale's belly. And there Jonah begins to pray. See, Jonah is a type of you and me. And at the same time, Jonah is a type of Christ. Because like Jonah began to pray in the belly of the whale, so you and I must know what it is to pray in the grave. In the tomb of Christ. Have you died with Christ? Have you been buried with Christ? Have you been with Jonah in the fish? What's your life worth? If you recognize the storms in your life, and you say, no, my whole life is storms. What must happen? What must happen in your life? You must be thrown overboard. Are you ready to go overboard? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to be put into the tomb with Jesus Christ? This is such a mystery, isn't it? Because children, that's what it means to be born again.
And
that's what it means to die with Christ. You can't rise with Christ if you have not died with Christ. What do I mean? What does God's word mean? You need to know spiritually in your heart what it is to die with Christ. It's a spiritual warfare. And as you hear of the death of Christ.
Ndimukamamva za imfa Yesu Kristu.
Of the torture of Christ.
Kuzunzika wa Yesu Kristu.
It wasn't for him.
Sanazunzika faja ye mwini.
Was it for you? If it's not for him, was it for you?
Ndenga diayo sana fejfori ya dala palamula. Sana fejfaja inukodi.
You ask yourself.
Alesazifuse eka.
Each one of us.
Unalesewa ife.
Did Christ die for me?
Alesazifuse rukodi yesu adafira ine.
This shouldn't be quickly answered.
Fusoli ndraja angura lesayake.
If Christ died for you,
ngati yesu adafira dino.
Then he took upon him your sins.
Ndemuzora adalenga majimu ana.
And your curse.
Maso tembelelo lanu.
And your wickedness. And he took your storms. Your life storms. Yea, all those things. That makes you worthy of eternal death.
And he
took them all. Into the belly of the well. And by faith. And by faith alone. You may follow him. By faith. Of course, we are not actually going to go into a well. Neither can we actually go in the tomb with Christ again. But faith believes something. Faith says Jesus Christ has taken all of my sins. Jesus Christ has taken all of my lies. Jesus Christ has taken all of my thefts. Jesus Christ has taken all of my fornication. Jesus Christ has taken all of my vile sins.
Yesu anatenga majimu anga onse osalungama mudachita.
My bribery.
Chinyengo changa.
The things that I have said about other people.
Zijamba ngula zonyasa za anhu na Yesu anazitenga zosezi.
My swearing.
Kulumbirira popanda nchito.
And my cursing.
Komaso utembelela wena pasafunikira.
Yeah, my dirty talk.
Mangudwa nonyasa aja.
He's taken every thought. Every deed and thought. Of my whole life. And every day. There's an accumulation of thoughts. That I wouldn't want anyone to know. Jesus Christ has taken your thoughts. When you see someone walking there. And we walk and you have to look twice. He's taken your thoughts. He's taken your thoughts. When you look at someone and are angry. And not only the thoughts, but the anger. Oh, think about this. How often the anger boils over in your heart. How often do we take out of anger and hit?
People, you don't
understand what I'm saying here. Maybe you're not willing to recognize this. But if Jesus Christ has died for you, a million thoughts alone. A million thoughts is only the beginning of the wrong thoughts you have. What about our deeds? The things we do every day that are against His will, that are sinfulness, all of the things we say. You see, dying with Christ
ufa ndi Yesu Kristu
is to believe by faith
ndikumkhulupirira iyeyo mwachikhulupiriro
that he has taken all of your sins
uvomereza kuti iye watenga machimo athu onse
and buried them
ndipo wakwiridwa nawo
the in the way in the heart of the storm
walowanao manda walowanao mu mphepo ya kuntho
swallowed them up by death
yeyo akwameza machimo se aja mu imfa yake
has Jesus Christ swallowed you up
kodi Yesu Kristo anakumeza ninu nonse
not literally
osari ngokumezana
ngokuya has Jesus Christ taken all of your sins
kodi Yesu anatenga machimo anu onse
and with one swallow
Ndi aratenga ose.
Swallowed them up.
Watenga ose machimo.
So that you have no more sin.
Kuti ndiye pano mulibe sochimo.
In his eyes.
Pamaso pake.
Oh, so many people don't understand this.
Atambiri sampesese chimenechi.
You cannot know Christ if you have not died with Christ.
Simunga mdziwe Yesu Kristu ngati ndiye simuna fenaye.
And if you have died with Christ.
Kumangati mwafanaye.
You are dead to sin.
Muzori mwafanaye muchimo.
Sin has no more authority over you.
Ndakuti chimo lilibe so mphamvu moyo wanu.
If you have died with Christ.
Ngati mwafa na Yesu Kristu.
You have also risen with Christ.
Ndimo zoli mwadzuka na Yesu Yesu amene.
Do you fathom a little of this?
Kodi inu mmalingalira zimene?
And it's all by faith alone.
Zimachitika mwachikhulupiriro basi.
Because as Jonah is deep in the sea in the belly of the fish.
Wamene Yona anali arazikika mmimba mwasomba.
He begins to pray.
Adamu pempera.
And it's a prayer.
Ndi pemphero lake.
That you and I must know.
Ndi pemphero limene inu ndine kuti tidziwe lero.
Listen to what Jonah says.
Kambesa nuno Yona adamu kwachana pemphero limene.
As he's in the belly of the fish.
Kodi ali mkati mwenimweni mmimba yasomba.
He says
Ani nakuti
in verse 2
Pa verse 2
I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord and he heard me out of the belly of hell I cried I and thou heardest my voice
Nedana Yehova munsautswanga ndipo anandiyanga ine ndinafula ndiri mimba yamanda ndipo ananiva mawanga
Do you hear this
Mukuyimangani ye
In the belly of the fish
Ali ngatikati mwa mimba yasomba
Is where God hears
Babene mungu akumumva mene
Jonah You should have prayed when you were on the ship yet.
Koma yona yume anaenda kupemphera ali munyingala wamujasa naponyerwe basi.
He couldn't pray.
Sana kwanitsa kupemphera.
He knew he was wrong.
Adazori nende nola kwitsa kwambi.
And he knew he had to die.
Ndi adazori nende ndina kufa.
He knew the storm would only end.
Adazwa kuti mana mondo yakoza kutha.
If he gets cast into the sea.
Ndi kaponyedwa mmene.
You see?
Mukona hani.
No, just pray.
Jonas apemphera.
Just pray.
Apemphera.
Just believe.
Tam khulupirani.
You see how deep it goes.
What, eh?
Jonah says, "No, I must be cast into the sea."
Yona nane kuti ine mundiponye mmadzi.
Jonah is going to lose his life.
Ababa Yona aruwa kuponyedwa mmadzi ndi mwoyo wake unongeka.
And Jonah is in the belly of the fish and he recognizes one thing.
Ndi Yona ali mkati kati mwamimba yasomba kumbukira chinthu chimodzi.
Now he prays.
Anopa kupemphera tsopano.
It seems so strange.
Mukona nkhani khanga ndoda bwisa tsopano.
How can Jonah pray in the belly of the fish?
Kodi zitaka bwanji Yona kupemphera mmimba mwasomba?
Why not pray when you're on the ship still?
Ndifaya nsana pemphera ali mchingala mwe chosana ponyedwe.
Maybe Jonah did.
Mwina Yona anapemphera.
Maybe even Jonah cried out, Lord help.
Mwina Yona swalakuira kuti Ambuye ndithandizeni.
And you too?
Nanuso chimodzi.
How often do you say, Lord help?
Nkangati niyo sombadanda kuti Ambuye ndithandizeni.
How often do you have to pray?
Kangati niyo mmapemphera.
And try to pray.
Mmasesa kupemphera.
When you're in the waves.
Mukati muli mnamondwe.
In the deep storm.
Muli mafunde akulu.
And you have to groan.
Ndiye mukulira mosisima.
Lord help me.
Kulira Ambuye ndithandizeni.
But it seems like God doesn't answer.
Amasema ngati musakuyanga.
Why not?
Tifaje.
Because you haven't died yet.
Chifama kadunyo simunafe.
Do you understand what this means?
Mukumvesa lebezo lantaza chani here?
It's because when we pray to God.
Tifaraka mpemphera kwa Mulungu.
We must pray believingly in the power of Christ's death.
Tinani atizipemphera kwa Mulungu ndi chikhupiriro chozama mu imfa Yesu Kristu.
Lord. My relationship is in a mess.
Umuza Mulungu da Yehova Inenda muna anga siri ukalabu ino magofia umango vumba daily. Inenda kaza anga siri ukalabu ino mnyugunyumbagu jagumandi inenda njomba. Mumuza mungu sune.
My husband has left me.
Muna anga nisi ya urino sine son kazi bano abirabasaka kazi eni eni.
And we are hungry.
Bano ino baro kufati njala nisi ya nafai.
Lord help.
Ambuye tanizeni.
But you know what Jonah says?
Kwa mtu mena ana mkula yona.
Learn Jonah's prayer.
Lord,
it's my fault. My husband has left me.
And
I am hungry with the children. But I'm the guilty
one.
Cast me overboard. Then you'll
see.
God will come to your aid. God will come to help
you.
But as long as you're on the ship, And there's a possibility it's someone else's fault. You're still standing on your own righteousness. Give up. If you go to God. If you go to God in prayer. And you still think to stand on a right. You will get no answer. You need to die with Jesus
Christ.
You need to believe in. You need to believe by faith that His death is paying for pays for your sins. Lord, my life is a mess. But it's my fault. But Jesus Christ died. And I believe that in his death that I may resurrect again. Will you give me this day my daily bread? Help me in the pain. All because Jesus did it for me. You see, Jonah is praying here. And Jonah finds access to God. Once he's in the fish, Jonah finds a way to God. He couldn't find God above water. He couldn't find God in the storms. Now he's in the belly of the fish, deep into the sea. Because you and me will only ever find God in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We'll only ever find Jesus Christ in His work. We all think we want a glorified Jesus. A nice Jesus Christ whom will suit us.
Now it's also for Yesu that
But have you received a dead Christ?
Because
that's exactly where the power of His forgiveness lies. As Jesus Christ is in the tomb dead, the power of His death lies the forgiveness of your sins. If Christ had not died, it cannot take your sins away. That's why it's so necessary to recognize that in the belly of the fish, in your death, there is life. If you die with Christ, you may also rise with Christ. Does Christ live in you? Have you received the gift of grace? Have you been forgiven all of your sins? Are you free? How are you free? Or are you still bound? And will you go bound till your death?
Has
Jesus Christ saved you? And if so, do you know what it is that in Christ's death in the tomb is the power of life? There in the death of Christ, God hears you. He says, I cried out to God and he heard me. God heard him in his groan, in the groans of Christ Jesus. If you groan to God, God have mercy on me. I am a sinner. And you're groaning to God for mercy. God will only hear it in the groan of faith in Jesus Christ. Therein is the groan to God. And he says, God heard me when I cried out to him. And for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas. And the floods can pass me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Do you hear the voice of Jesus Christ? All your waves and all your billows passed over me. Waves and billows of what? What passed over Jesus Christ? What came over him? The waves of God's wrath. The billows of God's anger passed over Jesus Christ. And suffocated him. Pressed him so deep. Yeah, he pressed him to death. Oh, I know there's so many of you who are not understanding this, but I can't tell you any different. I can't lie to you. You must die in Jesus Christ today. You must be saved by faith in the death of Jesus Christ. And if you may cry out for mercy, you'll only cry out in the death of Jesus Christ. For Jesus' sake, forgive me my sins. Because Jesus died for his sake, forgive me my sins. For Jesus' sake, help me. For Jesus' sake, deliver me. In his work, in his power. And that's what Jonah is now experiencing. Jonah is experiencing being born again. Because those men on the ship, they look into the water. Maybe for hours. Will Jonah come up? They look around. Where is Jonah? He's gone. And they say this. Jonah is dead. Jonah is at the bottom of the sea. But what's happening? Jonah is in a well and they don't know. Jonah is going to be put back, spit back on the earth. Jesus Christ is in the tomb.
Yesu Christ ali mmanda.
Soldiers are there.
And who asilikala ali pompo.
And other people as well.
Ndiyanthu ena so yanganira yanganira.
And after one day.
Paradusa tsuri modzi.
And one night.
Paradusa so siku modzi.
They feel no, it's secure.
Iwa mona kuti hayi, paropa sizimo masuka.
the big rock is upon the tombstone.
Panali chimwanaka chikulu chinali pambali pamanda.
Jesus is dead.
Yesu afa uyu.
Finally gone.
Basi Yesu jawafa watatiza muona sotana naye.
Finally this deceiver of Israel is gone.
Iwaja masanga kuti uyu yamena mati nyenga nyenga kuti namiza muno muIsraeli unthona mayo tatana naye rapa.
And it's quiet.
Basi panopa muIsraeli makalabata.
So they think.
Ndamaganiza kuti.
But what's happening in the tomb?
Koma idai tika mmanda nchiyani.
It is as though Jesus Christ says in the tomb, Father, you hear me because this is the work you called me to do.
Kanga kuti Yesu muna mmanda muja amanena kuti Atate, mukundimva komwe ndiri kuno chifukwa nyimene ndichome mudanditanira.
And verse 4 it says, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple.
Verse 4 kuti ndipo ndinati ndatayika ndichoke pamaso pano koma mundiponyenso kachisi waona patulika.
God no longer looked at his son.
Mulungu samayangananso mwana wake.
When the wrath of God's the vengeance of God's wrath is poured out on his son. That wrath that is poured out upon his son is our sins. Is our wickedness. Our disobedience. Do you see what it cost Jesus Christ?
Mukudziwa inu kuti damuonongera nthawi yaita ndi adamva kwa bwanji Yesu.
His payment included being no longer being looked upon by the kindly eye of his father.
Chirango mene Yesu adandira chikuphatikizapo kuti idzafika pena kuti Yesu Mulungu adayangana kumbali kuti ngati mwana wanga sinomuyangana.
Jesus Christ had to say in the tomb.
Pamene Yesu anali mmanda.
I am cast out of your sight.
Ndikanako mkuchosa chinali chilichonse.
A dead Christ.
Yesu wakufa.
But Jesus Christ said.
Mulungu anati.
Yet again I will look to your to the holy temple.
Yesu ananena ali mmanda kuti ine ndiyanganabe ku kachisi wanu.
And how about you?
Yanga inu.
How about you and me?
Inu ndine.
Can we look to the holy temple?
Kodi ndikhoza kuyangana ku kachisi werayo?
As long as we are dead.
Amene fetiri akufa.
As long as we have died.
Amene fetiri akufa.
With Christ.
Yes.
Can we look to the holy temple?
Tikoza kuyangana ndife ku kachisi werayo?
Oh. If you may die today.
Mudati no mwafa lero.
If you may die with Jesus Christ today.
Mudati mwafa ndi Yesu lero.
Then there's only one more hope you have.
Ndipali chinthu chimodzi yokha imene chikupereka chiyembekezo.
In your death.
Mu imfa yanu.
Not bodily.
Osati thupi la nyama tina lori ai.
But in your death.
Koma mu imfa yanu.
You will look to the Father.
Inyo muyangana kwa Atate.
In Jesus name.
Mu dzina la Ambuye.
Because Jesus Christ.
Kwa Yesu Kristu.
Rose up.
Yadauka.
Because he is in his resurrection.
Kamu imfa mukuka kwake.
I will rise up.
Ine ndizaukaso.
I will be triumphant.
Ine ndizakhala mgonjetsi.
By faith.
Mwachikhulupiriro.
To look upon Jesus Christ.
Ndikayangana pa Yesu amene.
And know that although I'm not in heaven now.
Ndikudziwa ngakhale sindi kumwamba panopa.
That he will take me there.
Maiya zandirenga pita nane kumene.
Forever.
Mpamuyaya.
And that's why he says the waters come past me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds are wrapped about my head.
Ndifakepa verse 5 anena kuti madzi anandizinga mpaka moyo wanga. Madzi akuya anandizungulira. Kaendaenda wamnyanja anandizungulira mutu.
See Jesus Christ.
Mumona Yesu, eh?
His head is wrapped in a sweat.
Yesu so mutu wake unazingidwa ndi maluwa amene aminga minga chima mtengo minga uchi.
In sweat cloth.
And now what you could go sangari chipewa minga minga kumveka.
And he lays in the grave.
Ne anagona nazo mmanda.
And it's quiet.
Ne kuna libata kuna lichete.
And he says the same as what Jonah says.
Zimene ziswa chimodzi modzi mene ada forokozera Yona.
They roll the stone before my tomb.
Iwowo akunena kuti adachita kaunge unge wambiri kuzungulira mandanga.
It is dark.
Kunali mdima.
And Jesus Christ took the death upon himself for sinners.
Yesu Kristo adazitengera yekha machimo onse a munthu ochimwa.
To make sinners free.
Kuti ochimwa aya amasulidwe.
And then he said, when my soul fainted, in verse 6, I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God.
Verse 6, ndinatsikira kumatsinde ya mapiri. Mi pingiridzo ya dziko nditsekereza kosatha. Koma munandikweza maso anga kuchotsa mulolongeko Yehova Mulungu wanga.
What corruption?
Mukuona akamana kuti chinyengo onacho chani?
Jonah was disobedient.
Yona nalosa mvera.
You too?
Kuti nanunso?
Jonah went a different way.
Yona adapita njira imene sadalamulidwe njira yolakwika yosemphana.
You too?
Kuti nanunso?
Jonah wanted to flee from God.
Yona ngafuna kuthawa kumiyata kusiya ntchito ya Yehova.
But God met him in his fleeing.
Ma Mulungu kothawa kongadamgwira kongo.
You too?
Kodi nanunso?
Has God met you in your life?
Kodi Mulungu wakugwiraniso moyo wanu kumene mukuthawirako?
As you flee the wrong direction.
Nanunso mune mukuthawira kunjira ina yolakwika.
Away from God.
Mukuthawa kwa Mulungu.
Has God come?
Ndi Mulungu wabwera?
And stopped you?
Ndikukuimitsani.
And he says here, he says, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Though Jonah says, my heart is corrupt. And I am gone in a way of corruption. The death should bring me complete back into dust again.
Yet
you will give me life again. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ, in his death, because he's the Son of God, took the corruption upon himself. Jesus Christ took your place if you are saved.
Yesu anatenga malo anu ngati ndiwe muli wapulumutsidwa.
If you are a believer,
ngati ndiwe muli wokhulupirira,
Jesus Christ took your place in the grave.
Mudziwe kuti Yesu namayada gona malo anu m'manda munya magonena inuyo.
He took your corruption.
Iye anatenga chinyengo chanu.
He took your death.
Anatenga ifa yanu.
And that's why Jonah says here,
ndife yake Yona akunena kuti,
yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God?
So Jonah
is wrapped in seaweed. And he already believes that he will be on dry land again. Jonah, don't think so quickly here. You're still in the belly of the fish. Anything could happen to you still. No, says Jonah.
No,
my life is hid in Christ. And you too. Are you still in the storms of this life? And it seems like even in your marriage and in your family and everything, it's still swallowing you up. And yet you say, but I shall be delivered. In all of my trials, I know God will deliver me. For Jesus' sake. Because Jesus went before me.
For Yesu Kristo yeye na mayala pita patsogolo panga.
And took my curse.
Yeye alenga tembereranga.
He will deliver me.
Yeye na mayandipulumutse.
And then he says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple.
Baba 7 anaona kuti pokomoka moyo wanga ngati mwanga ndikumbukira Yehova, ndipemphero langa linafikira inu mkajisi wanu wapatulika.
Jonah begins to pray.
Yona adambo pemphera.
And he prays not only that he might be delivered, but his prayer is of faith that he will be delivered.
Kwabemphelo lake ladzadza ndi chikhupe kuti iyeyo ine ndithu ndikhulu ndipulumutsidwa.
But what's very particular here? He says, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. What is the holy temple? It's where God dwells. It's the kingdom of God. And Jesus Christ, his cry unto the Father, came into the holy temple. But there was a great throne there. And that throne was empty. But Jesus Christ came in his resurrection. Oh, it's like the Father said. When Jesus Christ cried out in the tomb, the Father himself
came
and delivered him. Do you know who was there? Let me ask you something. Who rolled the stone away? Who went into the tomb? Nowhere in the Bible you will read it. You will never read who rolled the stone away. Because God did it himself. Jesus Christ, all alone in the darkness of the grave, called out to God. His Father heard him in his temple and said, Son, come forth. Your work is finished. Oh, I pray that you may also experience this. And that you may know what this is. To be delivered from the depths of hell. To be rescued by the death of Jesus Christ. To receive life in your soul. Because Jesus Christ died. And you died with him. And you may rise with him again. Oh, we pray that your prayer may be of Jonah's prayer. But let me warn you one more time. As long as you're billing your merchandise off of your life ship. And trying to get rid of it. You are doing it yourself. You're trying to force God to see you. As you are like it is on that ship. Don't look at my guilt. Don't take my curse. Just calm the storm. How many people today want to calm the storm? You want your life to calm down. You want your life to become a little bit normal. You want your relationship to get normal again. The things in your family to be good again. To have more money. To be able to not be in poverty. But you don't want to be overboard. I promise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. That if you may go overboard today. If you may die with Christ today. In your heart. By faith. That Christ will raise you again. Into newness of life. If you may die. By faith. In the death of Jesus Christ. That the power of Jesus Christ. Will raise you again. Into a new life. To be with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.